We had one of the best examples of a Democratic politician. I'm now going to give you another Republican who has been secretary of just about every department in government, as well as attorney general. And you remember he was secretary of HEW, too. But what I think many people don't know is that Elliot Richardson was assistant secretary for legislation in the Eisenhower administration, a post that Wilbur later had, and they had a long association around their common interest in social legislation. Elliot?
Thank you very much, Bob. Mrs. Cohen, members of the Cohen family, friends of Wilbur Cohen. It is true, as Bob has just said, that I served at HEW back in the Eisenhower administration's second term, and it was then that I first came to know Wilbur. He had, as you've already heard, been associated with Marion Folsom back since the very beginning of the development of the Social Security Act. And Marion was not only a friend of Wilbur's, but a great admirer who relied on Wilbur for sound advice and help, working with the Congress on getting things done and persuading people of the needs to get them done. Well, I was, as you've heard, Assistant Secretary for Legislation in those days, and worked continually with the various groups and organizations that in one way or another had a concern with department programs. By this time, Wilbur was at the University of Michigan, at least nominally so. So far as I could find out, he was in Washington most of the time, and much of it consulting with the American Public Welfare Association. And he would come in with them to discuss problems of AFDC, old age assistance, the other categorical welfare programs, and what could realistically be done to make them more adequate, to make them fairer from state to state. And he would work with us in the Department of HEW under a Republican administration, and with anybody who was genuinely committed to trying to help to get there from here, moving programs from wherever they were, in whatever way, could make them more effective. I think the word effectiveness may, as well as any other single word, express the quality of Wilbur's contribution. He started, as has been so well said here today, with a concern with the needs and problems of people, the least advantaged. He understood that the requirements of social justice extend to doing what can be done, what is needed, in order to assure that individuals in need of help are unable to obtain it. He didn't expect to achieve miracles overnight. And one of the striking things about him, I think, is as you look back over those 50 years of his service, is that he was on the one side a fighter, but on the other left no scars. He was able to work with people in any administration, from any part of the country, from any organization. And I think he did so because they understood that he was fighting for the needs of other people and never for himself. He engaged you in a commitment to the merits. He involved you in the problems of sheer resourcefulness and ingenuity required to come up with some way of moving it, getting by the problem, whatever it might be, the philosophical hang-up of the administration, problems of availability of funds, the fixed positions of individuals and members on committees. During the next tour of duty I had at HEW, major effort of those years was welfare reform, a welfare reform proposal that went farther than any before it or any since. And Wilbur Cohen was an invaluable resource in developing and maintaining support for it. You've heard, of course, about his feats of resourcefulness in dealing with the August committee that meets in these chambers. And in those days, it is, I think, no accident that the Ways and Means Committee, under the very able chairmanship of Wilbur Mills, twice reported out welfare reform. It twice passed the House of Representatives, but twice died in the Senate. Even now, the consideration being given to welfare reform falls well short of what we were doing then, or trying to do. But I'm sure that what we were trying to do, neither in concept nor in such successes it achieved in developing broad support, would have been possible without Wilbur Cohen's steadfast focus on and dedication to the merits of how to get things done. He engaged people in cooperation with him because of this commitment to the merits. During those early Eisenhower years following the service man in Folsom came the period in which Arthur Fleming became secretary. He has touched on this, and he touched also on the really remarkable exercise in which the Johnson Foundation of Racine, Wisconsin, brought together seven or eight former secretaries of HEW to deal with the question of what could be done to provide a more adequate program of welfare benefits for children. And it was really a delight to watch Wilbur Cohen in that situation, picking up an idea put forward by one, whether Republican or Democratic, former secretary, made no difference, fitting it to a suggestion that had been made by someone else, eliciting a response that could move the discussion forward. And by the middle of the second day, these eight former secretaries, whose services had extended over a period of some 20 or 25 years under different presidents, had agreed in full consensus on a quite sensible welfare reform proposal, which I'm sorry to say, like its predecessor, never in fact was adopted. But it was illustrative, nevertheless, of the qualities that Wilbur brought to these situations in which the pursuit of the possible, the commitment to the needs of people, moved things forward. I think it's fair to say that the very successes that this country has achieved over the years are successes that are attributable in one way or another to that kind of ability to build a consensus, an ability that rests on a basic concern with problems and needs outside of ourselves. And I hope it's true that, as Arthur Fleming said, that Wilbur's example of a career of public service will be frequently remembered and cited as an example of what an individual can give, contribute, and build in a lifetime. Thank you.